This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Midday Mobile rolls on. My name, Dalton Orwig. You can catch me on Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan every morning, 6 to 9 a.m. And you can catch Midday Mobile every weekday, midday, noon to 2. And love hearing from the audience, of course, listeners. It's weird saying audience because it doesn't feel like that. It feels like a lot of one-on-one conversations, which is, I guess, how it should feel. I don't know. But Don here, as we were talking about the heat, he said, you know it's hot when you get a Dairy Queen blizzard, they turn it up to show you how thick it is. It doesn't stick. It just ends up on the ground. He said, I've never had that happen before until just now. Don, you think, I mean, is that required? Is that an immediate firing offense if the Dairy Queen drive-thru worker does not flip it? Or are there concessions that have to be made? Like, hey, you know, it's a cold ice cream treat, but with this heat, we're just not going to flip it upside down. I've never seen or heard of one falling to the ground. But yeah, it's hot. And a lot of you out there talking about that right now. I'm getting a lot of pictures of car and truck dashes showing the heat. 108 on this one. We had a 111 earlier. And yeah, I saw one. Well, when I got in my truck just the other day, it was way, way on up there for sure. And it's only getting hotter. Yesterday we set a record. And that's putting a lot of numbers on power bills across our entire area. And what better time than now to talk with Mark Ingram with Baldwin EMC. Mark, glad to have you in, man. I don't think I've talked to you in studio yet.
I don't think it's been so in studio. We've talked a lot by phone, but yeah. It's good to be here with you, Dalton.
Thanks, yeah. And we've had some conversations during some tough times, especially have. 2 years ago. It was like every few weeks we were talking about a different storm.
We were.
And, man, we got hit hard then. Last year, thankfully, was easier on the area as a whole. Mm-hmm. And who knows what will come this year in hurricane season. But we know what we're dealing with right now, and that is some extreme heat. I saw several, well, you look nationwide, there have been plenty of talk about power grids
and
what they can withstand. I know in the northern part of the state, there's some talk about what they could do. Mm-hmm. But let's start with the immediate concern, and that's with how long that AC is running and how many people have their fans on all day like I do. Let's talk about some power conservation tips, because you know quite about this at Baldwin EMC, and just any, you know, what's the first thing? If there's one thing I'm looking at that you said, hey, you know, if you do this, it might provide you a little bit of relief on that bill at the end of the month.
Raise your thermostat.
Raise the thermostat.
I mean, that's the main one. Raise that thermostat a little bit higher and turn on the ceiling fans if you have one, or turn on an oscillating fan in the room.
Yeah.
It will help you make you feel cooler during that time. And, you know, the best thing is a lot of people will leave those ceiling fans on and oscillating fans on whenever they leave the room. That's not doing any good to move the air. It's to help your body feel like it's cooler in the room.
Okay.
So it's always best when you leave the room, cut that ceiling fan off and cut that oscillating fan off. But raising the thermostat, if you can, if there's no health reasons and, you know, reasons that you can't do that, if you can raise that thermostat a couple of degrees, that will make a tremendous difference, you know, 5 to 10% on your bill.
Yeah. And we had a big conversation about this the other day. The question was, what do you keep your thermostat at? And we had, you know, answers ranging all the way through. Some people said as low as 63.
I've heard as low as 64. I haven't heard 63.
63. And then there were a couple. Oh. I don't know if they were just being smart on the text line, but or on Facebook. They said they put it in the low 80s, and that's maybe not necessarily to save any money, but to keep guests out of the house. They said it's just we want it to be uncomfortable. We don't want people coming in. But look,
that's a good way to do it.
Yeah, and I'm already showing my ignorance, because guess what's on at my house right now? Well, probably the AC, even though we've knocked it up a little bit.
But the ceiling fan.
Fans are on.
Yeah. My wife leaves those on too when she leaves the room, and I always remind her. But a lot of people don't think about that. You know, another thing that I would suggest, programmable thermostat.
Yeah. Life-changing.
Makes a huge difference. I have a Nest one at my house, And, you know, I can adjust it wherever I am, and I have it programmed for when we're getting up in the morning and getting ready, and then it raises the thermostat whenever we leave, and then about 30, 45 minutes when we're back in, coming back to the house, we'll get it back down to that comfortable level in the room. You know, another thing that people can do is make sure you use window treatments.
Yeah,
whether
I was going to ask you about that.
Mini blinds or drapes or either, you know, some deflector material to keep that heat out. That's the main thing you want to do is keep that heat out. And that will make a tremendous difference as well, too, if you'll do that during the heat of the day.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. So I'm glad you brought that up. My family, we just moved into a new house. Well, it's a new house to us.
Right.
It's an older house. And we face eastbound.
Yeah.
And we have pretty large windows in the front of the house. So you can imagine a lot of sun gets in there, and we have some drapes up there. But that was one of the things I'm thinking about a new addition is tinting those windows in some form or fashion and putting some reflective material. So you say that does make a difference.
It makes a big difference. You know, I have it on my house as well, and I can tell a big difference during this heat. You know, this is really unusual for us to have 100, 101, 102 temps for this long stretch. And I was looking back trying to figure out, okay, when is the last time that we've experienced this for this long? You have any idea?
I asked Dr. Bill about this a few mornings ago, and honestly, I've completely forgot. I know that in this particular three-day stretch, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, in 2009, we set records 3 days in a row.
Right.
So that's when it was? Okay.
2009.
Yeah. And then it's really crazy. We talk about these almanacs we have all the time, and he has, for every single day, the record high and low listed in what year that happened. And some of these record highs were set back in like the late
late
1800s.
Yes.
I've seen some 1912s and 15s.
Yeah.
So nothing new. The heat, not necessarily anything new, but this stretch has just been crazy because while we have gotten some good showers, they've been very localized if you're lucky enough to get those. And we've only had an inch of rain this month, so there hasn't been a whole lot of assistance there. And I love the tips you're giving us. One more I want to ask about the age of windows, the thickness of
the
windows.
Energy Star windows.
Yeah, can that play a bit of a role?
It does. You know, you want at least a double pane insulated window that's Energy Star rated. You know, we try to first start with what are some low-cost things that you can do in the home and no-cost things that you can do. And, you know, that can get fairly expensive replacing all of those windows. But, yes, double-pane windows. You want to make sure the weather stripping around all of the doors, exterior doors, is in good shape and there's no you can't see any light between the weather stripping. You know, another thing that you know, you need to keep in mind is cooking. You don't think about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of times we warm food up.
Right.
And the best way to warm food up, especially in the heat of the day, is use a microwave. Don't use the oven because the oven will increase the temperature in the house. Another thing that you may want to consider is the heat from your dryer.
Ah.
If you have an electric dryer, make sure you use that when the sun goes down or early in the mornings when it's not during the heat of the day. That will help lower the heat level in your home and, in fact, help you lower your energy cost.
That's some great tips there, and this will be up on the podcast if you want to go back and listen to some of that. How's the grid holding up?
We're doing good? Okay right now. It's been a concern, you know, in several parts of our nation. You know, our grid here is the southeastern grid, and with that, we're being told by our power supplier that we have the capacity we need to meet the demand that we're encountering right now. And we work daily with our power supplier to look at what the load is going to be for that day and 10 days out. And what we will do is we'll look at that load, we'll look at the load on our substations, and we'll check the capacity of our substations. And if we see that that we're going to get near that capacity. Then we'll start doing some things like switching load to other circuits or something like that. But we haven't encountered anything. It's not to say that, you know, you can lose a power plant and that cause a problem. But as far as meeting the demand, we're assured by our power supplier that we have the needed capacity.
Hey, that's fantastic news to hear. Yeah, and while we are talking about the weather, and we mentioned hurricane season, Dr. Bill says we're in the clear right now, and part of that is this heat dome that's over us, kind of keeping anything from forming right now in the bay. But
didn't he say there was a wave out there?
Yeah. Out off the African coast, something forming, but he said the Atlantic at this time of year is cool enough that it's really tough for anything like that to form. That'll be September when we start worrying about some of that, when the water's warm enough. And when we started talking, it was a couple years ago during that really difficult hurricane season, and still working through some of those problems, although it sounds like we're coming to the end of that, right?
We are getting very close with that. You know, our first responsibility to all of our members was basically to restore power and restore power for the community so that they could rebuild. And we did that, you know, effectively in 10 days. But after that, you know, there was a lot of low-hanging fruit, a lot of things that needed to be repaired. And we worked with a couple of vendors to go out and do an assessment and determine, you know, how many poles needed to be replaced, how many poles needed to be straightened, how many transformers, pad mounted transformers needed to be level, how many trees needed to be cut, how many cross arms needed to be replaced. So they did that. In the last year and a half, we've been working with our contractor to get that done. And we're hopeful by the end of June that our system will be totally repaired to pre-Hurricane Sally conditions.
That is just fantastic to hear. And you mentioned the 10 days after. That's really saying something. You know, in the moment, it sucks. There's no other way to say it. It sucks not having power.
Everybody.
But we know around here that happens. That's part of being around here. But you hear some stories from other parts of the nation, and they're just down for weeks and weeks and weeks. 10 days with the destruction that we had from that, that's saying something to be back mostly online within that time.
We have an amazing team at Baldwin, have a great group of people that know what they're doing, and everybody pitches in, everybody has a role. And then we brought in 1,500 line workers from across the nation. You know, we staged them at OWA and dispersed them throughout our territory. So without the mutual aid from other cooperatives across the nation, we would not have been able to do what we did. But that's the unity that we have with our other cooperatives.
And that goes both ways, right?
It does.
Yeah.
We send a lot of crews off. You know, I've called you several times and let you know, hey, we got a crew going on an ice storm, or we got a crew going to restore power after a hurricane. So we do the same, and that's a great program that we have, and we're very appreciative of our statewide organization coordinating that. But, you know, we're prepared for hurricane season. We've got our natural disaster plan updated. We've looked at it. We've gone through it. We're hopeful that this will be a calm year.
Hoping.
It concerns me a lot with the temperatures and the heat of the water already. But we'll see where it goes. But we'll be prepared, and we will get power restored just as quickly as possible if that happens again.
And OWA has been a big help, haven't
they? Oh, tremendous help. Great location for us. Just a great partner in this, and we're very thankful to have OWA allow us to use their facility to stage there back during the hurricane. So,
and let's also talk about this, because I know you have blood drives several different times, but right now a school supply drive, right?
We do have a school supply drive. We have the Supplies for Success drive, help students soar with their education. That is going on right now through July the 15th.
Okay.
And we're collecting school supplies like crayons, pencils, filler paper, construction paper, Elmer's glue. You can go to our website and see a full list of all the supply list. And we're collecting that at all of our locations in Bay Minette, Summerdale, and also Orange Beach Gulf Shores office. We've partnered with the Wharf again this year.
Okay.
And they're collecting school supplies for us at the Wharf at the Ferris wheel. So if anybody wants to have a free Ferris wheel ride, if they'll go down there and donate, they can get a free Ferris wheel ride. And then we'll collect all of the supplies at the end of the drive, Dalton, and we'll turn them over to Catholic Social Services.
Okay.
They have a program called Project Reach, and they've been doing this for several years. So we've partnered with them for the last 3 years. They will distribute the school supplies to needy families in the Baldwin County area. So now if a family wants, oh, how do I get on the list? Best thing to do is give Catholic Social Services a call and ask about the school supply drive and how can I get on the list. They'll gather your information and go from there. So we're very thankful for the community. They've been a great supporter of this, and I know they will support it again this year because times are tough.
Yeah.
Everything you just talked about, it, gas prices, everything else, everything is increasing. So we're all in this together. So if we can help each other out, that'd be great.
Well said. That's some good stuff you guys have going on there. And I'm sure if folks want to learn more, have it in writing in front of them, that list, they could probably easily enough search Baldwin EMC School Supply Drive. You have the website off the top of your head? Is it just
BaldwinEMC.com?
That's it. Easy enough, right?
Easy enough to remember. Facebook page. Also, we're on Twitter.
Mark, thanks for coming in.
Always. Thank you, Doctor.
I don't mean this in a bad way, but I hope the next time we talk, I hope it's about a school supply drive.
I do, too.
Blood drive. Yeah, I hope it's not about what we're going through, but I do know you're responsive. You'll be talking with us if we experience any turbulent times coming up in this season. So I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Mark Ingram, Baldwin EMC, coming back. We'll wrap up Midday Mobile right here on FM Talk 106.5. Any last text or calls you want to get in, 251-343-0106.